This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, July 17. Listening to God's Word. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 20. In the first month, the whole Israelite community arrived at the desert of Zin, and they stayed at Kadesh. There, Miriam died and was buried. Now there was no water for the community, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron. They quarreled with Moses and said, "If we only had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this wilderness, that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or figs, grapevines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Moses and Aaron went from the assembly to the entrance to the tent of meeting and fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so that they and their livestock can drink." So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me, giving to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." These were the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites quarreled with the Lord and where he was proved holy among them. One of the greatest threats in the wilderness is to run out of water. In the desert of Zin, there was no water for Israel to drink, and it seemed as if God was leaving them to die in the desert. But God came to the rescue. This was not the first time God provided water in the desert. Earlier in Israel's journey, God had commanded Moses to strike a rock. Moses obeyed, and water gushed out. But now God told Moses only to speak to the rock. But Moses, angry with the people's complaints, hit the rock, and the Lord later said, "Because you did not honor me as holy, you will not bring Israel into this land." Obeying what God says can be difficult. It can be challenging to believe that God's commands are for good. But disobeying God leads to trouble. Our lives can't flourish when we rebel against what God says. God was gracious to give his people water in spite of Moses' disobedience. And God is gracious to us in spite of our sin. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 10:4 that Jesus was the spiritual rock that accompanied Israel and from which they drank in the wilderness. He took the blows for us so that we might have the living water that our souls need. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for taking the punishment for us and give us life-giving water. Help us always to obey you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.